Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by spectrumwindows.im.
And this is Judith saying, Fastamai, a very good evening to you and welcome to Today at the Guild, our review programme between 9 and 10. What have we got? Some fabulous music, wonderful saxophone playing, great talented young poetry readers, poetry reciters, I should say. We have got a beautiful, beautiful ballad from Kenny Borden. We've got a very funny song. Let's get started. We have also got some very, very robust singing from the Londo Boys. A class-winning performance for the Londo Ensemble.
And off we go to sea. There's heaps of fun when the Jolly Roger's hung and the wind is on the lee. And the wind is on the lee. Blow high, blow low, it's off to sea we go. Without a single light in the pale moonlight, us bold buccaneers we'll go. Up with the Jolly Roger boys and fling it to the breeze. Get gun and cutlass, furl and strip for a treasure ship to see. Yo ho, yo ho, yo ho, yo ho, it's out to sea we go. For the ship from Spain, we're off across the main. Like bold buccaneers, yo. Chase the beggars across the sea, ha 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 ha. And make them pay their toll. Ho, down to the bottom of the sea they go. Ho, 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 ho. Westmen, never, never fear the foe. Land of the jolly, jolly crew, who sail the deep blue sea, who sail the deep blue sea, who sail the deep blue sea. Will the jolly, jolly Roger find bold and free, and the prize of the Spanish maid may be, and home will come, yo ho, yo ho. And the girls will be waiting on the I know. For the man who sailed the main, for the man who sailed the main, yo ho, yo ho, yo ho, ha 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 ha.
Class-winning performance there from the Londo Ensemble. They, under the direction of Wendy McDowell, and their accompanist is Regina Kanievsky. And they got a well-deserved 90 marks for that performance and won the Vocal Ensemble. Hot on their heels with 89 marks, the Ballacottia Dads Choir. Now, this is the wonderful Katie Lawrence, who's got everyone at Ballacottia singing, the children, dads, mums, and the teachers as well. And what we're wanting next year in the Guild, Katie, is a big mixed voice choir with everybody from Ballacottia in it. The dads did very well. They got 89 marks and a joint second place with the Glenfaber Chorale Ensemble. But the Ballacottia staff choir did very well, and so also did the mums of Ballacottia School. And the adjudicator said that next year that she hoped there would be a choir at Ballacottia for the grandparents. So there we are. See what Katie can do. She responds to any challenge. And we're very pleased that she does. Now, that was how we started the competition in the Royal Hall last night. And then from that, we moved on to a music composition class, which we'll come back to in a few moments. That's a very, very special class that I'm going to tell you quite a bit about just a little bit later in the programme. But right now, we're going to listen to Victoria McLaughlin. She had a very satisfactory night last night with two class wins. She won the popular song Anything from 1980 to the Present, and she also won the Music Hall and Comic Song class. And All of these put together on one evening just really show the variety and the contrast of music that you can hear in the Guild. So let's listen to Victoria now. This is her winning song from the popular song class. She chose Cyndi Lauper's song Time After Time. Beautiful voice of Victoria McLaughlin, and I'm sorry, but I don't know who her guitarist was, but it was a lovely accompaniment, wasn't it? And there we had it with their class-winning performance, Time After Time, and Victoria won the popular song from 1980 to present with 88 marks for that. Second place with Arthur Cowley with 87 marks, and he sang Roger Whittaker's Last Farewell. Now, from that, we went on to Victorian or Edwardian ballads. And we had all our favourite singers taking part here. And in second place, we had Hilda Harrison, a very welcome visitor to the Guild. Hilda has been coming to support the Guild for many, many years, and we're always pleased to see her. And Hilda took a second place with 87 marks. She sang When Ere a Snowflake Leaves the Sky. but it's Kenneth Borden who took first place, 88 marks, for a beautiful ballad. And it's from the Irish songbook. It's an Irish tradition and is often subtitled Song for My Own Love. It's a saw. And this is Kenneth Borden to sing for you.
Oh, 'twas sweet of old, when our love we told, where the waves sing to the shore. But it's sad for me now beside the sea, for you're far from me as before. Ah, it's bright no more as in days of yore, and the years go creeping by, for it's far away that you are today, and it's all alone am I, sad of heart am I, all alone am I. But the waves still are singing to the shore, as they sang in the happy days of yore, and my heart is forever thine, love. Are you thinking of me as thought? And the night winds are whispering to the trees that they bring me a message o'er the seas, that your heart is forever mine, love. I am waiting for thee as twilight soon, and the summer moon will be shining on the shore. But the tears will rise to my longing eyes, for it's you I miss as thought. But you'll think of me far across the sea, and the happy days gone by, and I'll wait for you with your love so true, though it's sad of heart am I, all alone am I, sad of heart am I. But the waves still are singing to the shore, as they sang in the happy days of yore. And my heart is forever thine, love. Are you thinking of me as thought? And the night winds are whispering to the trees that they bring me a message o'er the seas, that your heart is forever mine, love. I am waiting for thee as thought. I am waiting
Isn't that beautiful? That was Kenneth Borden and his class-winning performance there. And that was Asthor. And many of you, if you're keen Guild supporters, will remember the lovely duets that Kenny Borden used to sing with the late John Kenyuck. And I would often ask John who had chosen the particular piece. And John would always say, I leave all that to Kenny. He's got a great talent for picking something that's a little different and really suits us. And he carries it through in his own solo singing as well. Gives us lots of pleasure. Kenny, thank you very much indeed for that. Kenny's accompanist there was Marilyn Cannell, which leads me very nicely into the next piece of music that I'm going to play for you. Because in the Royal Hall last night, we had another class with just one person entering it this year. And it was just one person that, in fact, we needed for this very special year, because in the music composition class, the instruction was to maintain a link with our cultural heritage. The challenge is to compose a new song for one voice designed to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the Manx Music Festival. Competitors may arrange a performance of their piece, which will follow the adjudication. Well, it was Marilyn Cannell who took up the challenge. She was awarded 87 marks, and she went to the piano and she sat down and she played and she sang the song that she has written to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the Manx Music Festival. And not only, I think it's a terrific song, very, very clever, but also I cannot recall another occasion when I've heard Marilyn's singing voice. Now, we are so used to her as an accompanist, and even when she's a guest in a concert, as she was, something that I was involved in just a year or two ago, she played some lovely medleys of piano music, and she devised one of her little quizzes where she had names of flowers, all the songs that she'd made into a medley were all had flowers in the titles, and you had to see how many you could guess of those, all of that kind of thing. I cannot think of another occasion when I've heard her solo singing. Now, I have to confess before we start that this is not the greatest recording, because in an ideal world, we would have jumped up on the stage and run over and put a microphone right close by where Marilyn was singing. But we just took it at the moment, the spontaneous moment. But listen carefully. The words are terrific. It is a winning song in every sense, written and performed by Marilyn Cannell.
Strings and recorders.
Terrific. Just great. Well done to Marilyn Cannell, who has given us something that I think will go down into Guild annals. And I tell you something, you will find yourself humming that, the chorus, the tune of that chorus, you will find yourself humming it. And you think, what's that? And then you remember. It's very clever tune, very, very easy to remember.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Right, let's concentrate on some spoken word now, and I'll bring you up to date with some results from yesterday in the Promenade Suite. Reading from the Bible, that was for school years 3 to 6, and we had a first place for Madeleine Harrison with 87 marks and Evie Skillicorn in second with 86 marks. In the class that followed, spoken word for year 6, first place for Gabrielle Gurmish-Hay with 87 marks from Broadway Theatre Company, and also another member of Broadway Theatre Company, Madeleine Harrison, had second place with 86. Then in the duologue for up to year 6, first place went to Harriet and William Shooter, the 88 marks. They were portrayed Winnie and Wilbur from Winnie the Witch by Valerie Thomas. And then in second place, Stella Carrese and Isabel Parker with 87 marks, and they were Sponge and Spiker from James and the Giant Peach by Roald Dahl. Then in the public speaking for up to year 6, we had something that doesn't happen very often, and that was a joint first. In joint first place, Kitty Ayres and Thomas Elliott. They both had 87 marks. And then last evening in the Promenade Suite, in the duologue for years 7 and 8, we had a second place for Maeve Wilson and Darcy Bateson with 87 marks. And then in first place, Emily Knopp and Tara Neen, and they had 88 marks. And we finished the evening in the Promenade Suite with public speaking for years 7 and 8. And Jason Miranda came second with 88 marks, and first place went to Henry George Davies with 89 marks. And it was spoken word that started the proceedings in the Promenade this morning, and particularly special class for those of us who knew and worked with and were influenced by the late and never to be forgotten John Kenyuck, because one of the classes this morning was for the spoken word for year 1, this for 6-year-olds, and it was the first time for which the John Kenyuck Memorial Trophy was to be offered in competition. And the trophy has been donated to the Guild by Mrs. Margaret Kenyuck, and we were delighted that Margaret was in the hall this morning to present it to the class winner. And we had 15 6-year-olds. They had a choice of 2 poems. It was either Hideout by Aileen Fisher or The Swing by Robert Louis Stevenson. And by a very happy working out of this, the person who came second and the person who came first each chose a different poem. So we have a chance to hear first and second place and the 2 different poems. And we'll start with the young lady who won the class, and the adjudicator, Audrey Behan, was full of praise for the confidence and the enthusiasm that these young people bounced up onto the stage and recited their poems. And let's listen now to class winner Talia Giuliani. And Talia had 87 marks, and her choice was the Robert Louis Stevenson poem. This is Talia Giuliani.
This Swing by Robert Louis Stevenson. How do you like to go up in a swing? Up in the air, so blue. Oh, I do think it the pleasantest thing ever a child can do. Up in the air and over the wall, till I can see so wide. Rivers and trees and cattle and all over the countryside, till I look down on the garden green, down on the roof so brown. Up in the air I go flying again, up in the air and down.
Lovely. Winning performance there from Talia Giuliani, which had first place with 87 marks. Faith Watterson was in second place with 85 marks, and her choice was the other alternative. It was a poem all about playing hide and seek, and here's Faith with Hideout by Aileen Fisher.
Hideout by Aileen Fisher. They looked for me, and from my nook inside the oak I watched them look. Through little slits between leaves I saw their looking legs and sleeves. They would have looked all over town except I threw some acorns down.
Thank you very much indeed to Faith and to Talia and to all the other young people who joined in that class. It would have gladdened John's heart, I know it would, because he was so enthusiastic about encouraging young people to get involved in the Guild and give the spoken word and the singing and give it all a try. And so it's wonderful that we have a permanent memorial to him, now part of the Guild heritage. And we thank Margaret and the Kenyuk family for making that possible for us. Now, let's have some young people singing for us. And this afternoon, we had some of the choir classes. Now, they're so well supported, the choir classes in the Guild, that a little bit of adjustment has been done this year to see if we can spread a few classes out onto other days, so that rather than having them all on the one day when it can make it a bit difficult for families to come in and to listen to the children singing, which of course is what they want to do and what we want them to do as well. So we had a boys' choir class and a girls' choir class late afternoon today. And we enjoyed some wonderful singing, great choice of material and some lovely voices. Let's listen now to the winner of the boys' choir up to year six. Now, we had two choirs competing here, Ballacottia Primary School and the Buchan Falcons. And we're going to listen now to class winners, the Buchan Falcons. Although I say that, there was just one mark between them, 86 marks for Ballacottia Primary School and 87 marks for a class win to the Buchan Falcons. And we're going to listen to them as they sing for us now, One Candle. This is the Buchan Falcons.
One candle, one night, burning clear.
A winning performance there from the Buchan Falcons. Their musical director is Sue Mills, their accompanist Gareth Moore, and that was One Candle. In the class that followed, it was a tie for second place between Ashley Hill School and the Buchan Doves. And just edging ahead with 87 marks, 86 marks took the joint second place, edging ahead with 87 marks and a class win, Ballacottia Primary School. Well-deserved applause there for the Ballacottia Primary School Girls Choir and A Life That's Good. More Katie Lawrence magic, I feel sure. But sadly, I'm not entirely sure who was playing guitar on that one. But again, it was a lovely accompaniment, wasn't it? Now, let's catch up on some instrumental news. And the next piece of music I'm going to play for you is an instrument that I have never, ever featured on any of our results roundups here. And we've had some interesting, we've had, do you remember the year we had a didgeridoo? That was a first, wasn't it? Well, there's a first coming along just when I've given you some results from the instrumental classes that we enjoyed in the Royal Hall today. We had a recorder and tin whistle solo class for up to year six, and that produced a second place for Toby Chestnut with 86 marks. He's from the Bunscoil rooms there. And the winner, Constance Edwards, also came from the Bunscoil with 87 marks. And high standard there. Everybody else who took part all came away with 85 marks. So nothing much to separate all of the people in that class. Then we had recorder or tin whistle duet, unaccompanied, up to year six. And second place for Grace Collister and Luke Sutton. And in a first place, Hannah Spencer and Lily Burt. And Grace and Luke had 84 marks, 86 marks to the winning duet, Hannah and Lily. Then in the Recorder and Tin Whistle groups up to Year 6, first place Moround School with 88 marks and second place just behind them with 87 marks, Sulby School Penny Whistle Group. Then we moved on to the instrumental solo for Woodwinds up to Year 6 and in first place with 88 marks from Russian Primary School we had Louis Lazny playing clarinet. And in second place, Holly Brown, with 87 marks, playing flute. Then we went on to the instrumental solo class for woodwind, years 7 to 10. And we had some amazing saxophone playing that we're going to listen to in just a little while from Joshua Brown. And Joshua played some gypsy songs and had 90 marks. And Louise van der Merwe played her flute and had 87 marks to take second place. But just you've got a treat in store listening to Joshua playing his saxophone. That'll come just a little bit later. And what we're going to listen to now are Highland Pipes, played for us by Vladimir Stefanov. He played the Highland Pipes and he won his class with 89 marks. This is a part of his winning performance. As you can hear that, it was very well received. That was a class-winning performance from Vladimir Stefanov on Highland Pipes. But he was not alone. There was Steve Cretney in the same class playing bagpipes. And there was John Struthers, who had the great Highland bagpipes. And Amelia Crossley was there playing her flute. But honours with 89 marks go to Vladimir Stefanov. You see, there is a home in the Guild for every voice and every instrument.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Now let's have another class-winning performance that's illustrating the versatility of Victoria McLaughlin, because I mentioned to you that she had a very successful night last night with two class wins. We've heard her singing Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. This was the choice of comic song that she won the class with, 88 marks. And the question is, what do you do with your arms? That's the dilemma. This is Victoria to tell you all about it.
I've noticed that a select few have got a certain knack, a trick that stems the way to all success. No matter what my other gifts, it's a secret that I lack. And until I get it right, my life will be a mess. The problem I face every day is, what do I do with my arms? They just hang there getting in the way, and the whole thing's getting old. If I gesture too much, you look freaking crazy. Fold them, you're distant and cold. Put them in your pockets, now you look lazy. You're like a person who'll never be bold. The neck's a cinch, look left or right, but what do you do with your arms? I puff my chest, suck my stomach tight.
but even my doctor calls my upper arm humerus. So, the legs are straightforward, I think we all get them. They can stand, they can sit, they can skip if you let them. You can cross them, uncross them, if the mood is right, spread them. But what do you do with your arms? I never seem to figure it out, despite the years I've tried to rehearse. But if I ever got it right, I'd be queen. Center stage. And what do I do with my arms? I want to reach out and fully engage, but it's hard to reach out with your arms. I don't want to be stiff, I don't want to be static. I want to expand, make my gestures dramatic, but somehow it all ends up vaguely aquatic. What am I doing wrong? Taken up knitting, long distance swimming. I've taken up smoking, I've taken up booze. Gone bobbing for apples, tried getting arrested. Surrounded myself with Italians and Jews. I've taken up praying and hitting piñatas. The YMCA dance, the tomahawk chop. In high school I did twirling and made lots of boys happy. And I've taken up billiards and bar fights and yoga. Last Halloween even dressed up as Jesus. Step dance for hours and hours on end till the lady downstairs, who was near 94, shouted up to the ceiling, "For God's sake, just stop!" I thought she was deaf. For one blissful night that is still unsurpassed, I fell down some stairs, ended up in a cast. It was such sweet relief, but it healed up so fast. Why do the best things in life never last? I know that I could rule the land if I knew what to do with my arms. I'm sure I'd figure out the hands. But what do you do with not one but two, and with elbows and shoulders and wrists attached? The bending funny places and are awkwardly matched. I try and I try, but it's always unsightly. No matter what, it all ends up wrong. I guess I'll give up and just wrap them tightly around you all night long.
Another winner from Victoria McLaughlin, indicating the versatility. Earlier that day, she'd sung in the Specials, and there she was with a comic song, the complete contrast, great versatility, and her accompanist is Marilyn Cannell. Let's have some more spoken word now, and this was another class from the Promenade Suite this morning, spoken word for Year 3. And again, a choice of two poems, and again, happily, first and second chose different poems, so we can listen to both. Let's listen to class winner now, Jeremy Miranda. He won this one with 87 marks. He's a member of Broadway Theatre Company, and here he is with his poem. Jeremy's choice was the poem that's all about a dragon in the classroom.
A Dragon in the Classroom by Charles Thompson. There's a dragon in the classroom. Its body is a box. Its head's a plastic waste bin. Its eyes are broken clocks. Its legs are cardboard tubes. Its claws are toilet rolls. Its tongue's my dad's old tie. That's why it's full of holes. Oh, what a lovely dragon! Our teacher smiled and said, "You are a pretty dragon." She laughed and stroked its head. "Oh, no, I'm not," he snorted. Snap, snap! He He moved his jaw and chased our screaming teacher along the corridor.
That paints a great picture, doesn't it? Winning performance there from Jeremy Miranda. Now, Kendra Metcalf was in second place with 86 marks, and she chose the poem all about the joy of socks.
Nice, warm socks. We should celebrate them. Ask a toe. Toes all know. It's hard to overrate them. Toes say, please, don't let us freeze till we're numb and white. Summer's gone, put them on, wear them day and night. Nice warm socks, nice warm socks. Who would dare to mock them? Take good care of every pair and never, ever knock them.
Thank you very much, Kendra Metcalf. Now, something else that was decided in competition today was two more contenders for the Sheffield Plate, the highest award that the Guild offers to our young singers. We had two girls' solo voice classes, one for years 9 and 10 and the other for years 7 to 8. And the winners of each of those classes will go forward to compete for the Sheffield Plate on Friday night. Goodness me, tomorrow night. That's gone quickly, hasn't it? Let's listen now to the singing of the winner of the Girls Solo Years 9 and 10 and with 87 marks singing a traditional Manx song accompanied by Frank Woolley. This is Alexandra Slater.
Thank you.
And that is how Alexandra Slater earned her place in the Sheffield Plate final, singing "Oh, What If the Fowler My Blackbird Has Taken," accompanied by Frank Woolley. Congratulations to you, Alexandra. And Annabel King is no stranger to the Sheffield Plate competition because she won it last year and she qualified again earlier today by singing the beautiful Slumber Song, and she's accompanied here also by Frank Woolley. This is Annabel King's winning performance. Slumber Song, sung by class winner there, Annabel King, who also will sing again tomorrow night for the Sheffield Plate. Well, I promised you some wonderful saxophone playing, and it's coming now, courtesy of Joshua Brown. Stay tuned for Andy Wind. He's along next with your late show, and I'll be back tomorrow at 9 with more from the Guild. This is Judith wishing you a very good night. Evie.
thanks to Judith Leigh for coverage of The Gill. Back at the same time tomorrow night, 9 through till 10 o'clock on Manx Radio.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.